And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic morning. Currently 47 degrees outside. We'll warm it up today. We're looking at highs around the lower 50s today, about a high of 52. However, over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're looking at highs of 72, high of 68 on Sunday. So a perfect weekend coming up. And joining us in studio from Caulfield's Reawakening is Denise Shork. And she has a couple of guests with her. We have Bill and Stacy Pratt. And everybody, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle.
Fantastic.
Morning. It's good to have you guys in this morning. And Denise, we'll go ahead and start with you. And just kind of a few things going on with Caulfield's Reawakening.
Well, we always have stuff going on. Bill and Stacy are in town because of the UP Park. We had a walkthrough yesterday. And Stacy's our project manager for this. So I want to throw it over to her here in a minute, but I wanted everybody to know that Bill Pratt is basically our founding father for Caulfield's Reawakening. He coined the phrase, he got everybody together. So this is the man responsible for everything that we've been doing over the last couple of years.
So, Kyle, what that means more than anything else is I'm the one who gets blamed when things don't work out well. Stacy and I grew up here, Denise, as you know, and we've been gone a while, but we've stayed in touch with Caulfield. And the older we get, the more we appreciate some of the special things about this town that you don't find in other places in the country. And that was what drew us back, as well as having a number of great friendships here that we've maintained ever since we went to high school in this area. So we have enjoyed coming back to Caulfield and enjoyed working with you as our chairperson and a number of other people in town in what we call Caulfield's Reawakening. And all that is an effort to remind people here about all the wonderful things this town has, all the great history we have, and the great future we can have if we all work together on a number of civic projects. We're focused on downtown, we're focused on the Midland Theater, of course, and we're also focused on the neighborhoods. And what really got us here this morning, you mentioned the UP Park, that's the Union Pacific Park. My wife, Stacy, who's here with us, and Janie Gillis identified an opportunity to get a grant from Union Pacific about 2 years ago. And the grant was $25,000. It would be given to some community in the state for a project. And Janie and Stacy put together the application and did a great job. And the result was Caulfield won the grant. And that was the seed money to get this park started. It's right across from the Midland and the post office on the south side of A Street. And we expect to be up and running by summer. But Stacy's the one who ought to talk about this. It's been her vision of putting this together. And as you know, so far we're right on schedule with what we're trying to do.
We are.
All right. And here is Stacy Pratt. And Stacy, good morning. Hope you're having a great day. So just kind of maybe people who may not be very familiar with the UP Park is about and let us know. What are kind of the details on that?
All right. Well, as usual, I have a few corrections and additions to what my husband said.
Oh, no.
The Union Pacific Park grant idea came from Bill Davis, who worked for Union Pacific for 42 years. And Bill Davis and I were talking, and he said, you know, I think Caulfield might be eligible for one of the grants, so why don't you look that up? So I looked it up, and then I showed the requirements to Janie and Denise, and the three of us decided that yes, it would be a go. So we began the process, and I think it was Denise and Bill both identified the little space across from the Midland, the green space, as a possible place for a community park. And it's a small space, so that's why we decided that it would be a pocket park. It will not take up any of the parking spaces at all. We will it's just that the green space, we're going to landscape it, we're going to paint some of the buildings, we're going to add benches and picnic tables there. So That is our vision, and Denise has been working like crazy with the contractors, and we're well on our way to having it completed, hopefully by July the 4th or around.
That's
and
what
then
we're
we'll
shooting
have a
for.
big party, big celebration for it. So this has been a a real collaborative effort, and I've got a shout out to the city of Coffeyville because they have backed us all the way. Of course, we couldn't have had the space unless they gave us permission to use it, and they did that right away. And Jim Bradshaw and Bob Bjork were over with us yesterday, and Melissa
Carter.
They were all city there clerk. Supporting us, and so we feel very supported by the city of Coffeyville.
No, and it's a great thing you guys are doing. And like I said, July 4th, it'll be just an awesome thing to have down there, especially when we're having things going on in downtown, you know, especially like when we have the Midland movies. That'll be down there that people can just enjoy. And also, it kind of interact with Death Alley a little bit as well, because it's kind of in that same area, correct?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. You know, just come walking down Death Alley. Stacy and I talked yesterday about maybe the lights that have been strung over Death Alley. They need to just come on down to the park.
Yeah, just connect right to it. That's a great area that, I'm definitely excited about, because I saw some of the things that you showed me once, some of the drawings. Have we got plans that are completely finalized, what it will look like?
It's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. We met yesterday and some other ideas popped up, so we're looking at the budget right now, which is always
right. That's always kind of a thing.
So, yeah. And then Bill's got he's got a vision of what happens in that park, and he'll
To be honest, Kyle, I had never heard of the concept of a pocket park until Bill Davis and Stacy put together this idea. And Stacy's exactly right. The beginning and the credit for getting this started does belong to Bill Davis. But we have looked around Kansas at other communities who have pocket parks and looked at the way they've been used, and it's fascinating how many different uses that we hadn't thought of. For example, a number of places bring in a flatbed truck and put a band up on a Friday or Saturday night in the parking area, right, which we have right there on the corner across from the post office, sell concessions, have live music. People can put blankets out in the park and enjoy music. One of the reasons we met with the city yesterday, Stacy mentioned Jim Bradshaw, and the city has been extraordinarily supportive, Mark Hall and the entire team. And one of the things we talked about was making sure we have power in the park, so that if a cart wants to sell concessions in the evening, they've got power for electricity to cook or keep things hot or cold, so bands can play, they can plug in. We have a lot of ideas about the way to use that park, and big picture, looking down the road, the vision is this, that for this part of the country, southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, we want Coffeyville to be a center stage place that people think about and bring in their families. You saw the expansion of the Christmas programs last year. Every year we're trying to increase what we do at Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas on the Plaza was incredible this year.
And we've got more ideas to add to it the coming year. And my vision is between Memorial Day and Labor Day, about every weekend in the summer months, something is going on in downtown Coffeyville that's family-oriented on a Friday or Saturday night. It could be movies at the Midland. It can be art and music over on the Plaza. It can be something in the Pocket Park. But the people in this area know on weekends, Coffeyville and downtown is the place to come with your family to have fun.
Want it to be a hub, basically.
So it's not something we use two or three times a year. It's something we use every week during the warm weather months. That's our vision, and I think we're going to get there.
Absolutely, and that'll be great. It gives something everybody to look forward to every weekend. If we can get an event down there, and it'll be a lot of fun, and that's definitely something everybody could be looking forward to. And Stacy, so how long? Again, we talked about getting that grant from Union Pacific. So how long was that grant worked on basically? How do you get the grant? Do you write what you would do with the budget money? How does that work?
I think we worked about 3 months on that grant, and there are specific questions, we had to write a mission and a vision and exactly what our activities were going to be to establish the goals. So it was fairly intense, and Denise, Janie, and Bill and I worked on it for about three months. Right. Yes.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that, and it's awesome that we're going to be able to get that down there. It's going to be very, very cool once it's finished. And hopefully by July 4th, I can get that up and running and have everybody down there for the grand opening, the ribbon cutting, which, again, if we get done by July 4th, that'd be incredible because we'll just have a big old party down there, won't we?
Right.
And again, it'll be a lot
every
of fun.
Weekend.
Exactly. Every weekend, once we get it open, and like Bill said, during the warmer months of the summer. Basically, kind of like summer months, we'll have something going on in downtown every weekend. So you'll have something to look forward to every weekend to get down there and just have a good old time.
It'll be an opportunity for bands in the area, young people who want to play music, whether it's rock or country. It'll be a venue for them. It'll be an opportunity in some parts of the state. People who fancy themselves as comedians come in, and before the band starts, they'll get up on the platform and they'll tell some jokes.
Yeah, do a set, basically.
And own their trade. And it's a place to display art for younger people in the area. When we have weekend events, we can display art. There are just all kinds of possibilities. And it will be a centerpiece for Coffeyville. And the best part about it is it's across from the Midland. This town has been working for years, and it's now making real progress in getting the Midland vision completed.
Yeah, we got we got to secure the shell now, so now the inside's going to be protected now.
And the fundraising is picking up steam. And with that park right across the street, the synergy between what can be done with the theater and done with the park, there's just all kinds of ideas we have. So everybody's pretty excited about it, Kyle.
Yeah, that will definitely light up downtown Coffeyville even more than it already is. And, again, everybody's really excited about trying to get that get the Midland open because everybody loves to go to the theater. And the good thing about the Midland is it won't be just movies. It'll be a community theater where movies, live theater also as well. It won't be just movies. It'll be able to host parties and stuff like that because there's
absolutely
a ballroom there as well, correct?
Correct, yes. Yep.
All right. So, yeah, so again, like you said, the synergy between those two places is going to be just off the charts, and we're definitely looking forward to that park opening up here, hopefully by Independence Day. And if anybody does have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys if they have any further questions about the UP Park or maybe some other things with Coffeyville's Reawakening?
You know, we have the Facebook page. We have our website, ilovecoffeyville.com. We'll get you anywhere you need to go. Headquarters. Anybody can just stop in at headquarters. We're usually there Monday through Friday. Not real early, maybe 9 to
right.
4 or 5. It kind of depends. We leave for lunch, but no, we're usually there.
So if I pop in at 4:30 in the morning, nobody's going to be there. So.
No.
Since that's when I usually wake up. So.
Not any of us anyway. I don't know.
But you know, during the week, almost any day you go by the Reawakening headquarters,
mm-hmm.
Denise mans the ship. There are people in there. Certain clubs in town are now meeting there. The coffee's always on.
Yep. Well, Bob makes the coffee.
And it's good.
I don't touch it.
not as good as the Terrabinth copy we got this morning, but it's pretty good.
Yep.
But my point is that Reawakening headquarters has become a centerpiece and a hub downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who not only has questions, Kyle, and you're right, if they have questions, ask Denise or get on the Facebook page. If they want to participate, we have now, I don't know what the number is, but we're into the hundreds of people in this area who are now part of our mission, of mm-hmm. our reawakening, and we're growing every month. And if you're out there listening and this sounds like something that you'd like to help on, you love Coffeyville, you want to show how you can help, we can use you. And it's fun to work together. We're all having a good time at this. It's not work. It's a labor of love.
Right.
It is. Absolutely.
And so if you love Coffeyville and it's important to you and you want to spend a little time with those of us who share that vision, contact Denise and get involved.
Absolutely.
We would like to have a lot more volunteers coming in. You know, we can match you up with whatever your passion is. And we're still looking for history and stories on Union Pacific or MOPAC. The history here in town with the trains. So,
and are we looking to put it like you're talking about painting the buildings there in the Pocket Park? Are we looking to are we looking just for any local artists to maybe paint on the buildings? Or are we looking at murals or something like that to put into the park?
So we have discussed, murals, but having a contest later on, maybe with CCC or, you know, the high school, grade school, having, you know, their concept submitted mm-hmm. and picking a winner. You know, we'd like for it to be train related, so...
It'll be a lot of fun, and it's definitely going to make those buildings down there just kind of pop out with some great art.
Define the space, and, you know, mm-hmm. that whole corner.
Kyle, one thing you'll hear about, because it'll be launched actually when Denise is down here on one of the Thursdays with you, is we do want to focus not just on Union Pacific history, but Coffeyville history. We're going to put together what I guess is a contest, basically. We're going to have a lot of short narratives on KGGF about history in Coffeyville, things people may not know, with some questions, trivia questions about Coffeyville that won't be easy, mm-hmm. but there'll certainly be questions that people can figure out the answers to. And maybe have some gift certificates for some of the businesses downtown, that the winner who gets the trivia question right will win a gift certificate. And that'll boost the business downtown. It'll get people more involved with the history of Coffeyville. Plus, it's just going to be fun. And so we're looking over the course of the summer to have a real promotion of Coffeyville history as part of the reawakening. And again, you and John Leonard, everybody at KGGF, has been so, so supportive. And we're going to work with KGGF in promoting this history throughout the summer.
Well, we want to promote Coffeyville as much as we absolutely can. We definitely love it here. And, guys, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it. And it was good to meet you, Bill, and Stacy, and Denise. We will see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks,
all right, guys. Well, you guys have a fantastic day. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.